There is a lot of confusion about how long you have to wait after your period to be in your fertile window, before you can get pregnant. And some people think that you can't get pregnant right after your period, while others think that you can get pregnant as soon as like 5 days, 6 days after your period ends. So, what's the truth? How many days after your period can you actually get pregnant?
Hola, it's Avi, aka Octavia Steen, natural fertility doula, health coach, and creator of the faith-based business Mother Mindset. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fertile Faith Podcast, a podcast that helps women of God who are trying to get pregnant naturally to overcome negative thoughts and balance her hormones so she no longer has to be overwhelmed and consumed by her TTC journey. I'm so glad that you're here, sis. I can't wait to dive into this episode.
Hey, sis. Today's episode is brought to you by the Fertility Prayer Bundle, a powerful resource designed to support you on your trying to conceive journey. Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed and uncertain during this important time in your life? Well, the Fertility Prayer Bundle has got you covered. Let me tell you about what it includes. First up, we have the Fertility Prayer Checklist, a game changer in your prayer life. This checklist empowers you with 4 simple steps to pray with confidence and effectiveness. Say goodbye to feeling lost or overwhelmed with too much information. The 4 main steps for fertility prayer will take you by the hand and show you exactly what to do to create a prayer practice that is both impactful and meaningful. Plus, the beautiful branded pages provide a peaceful and inspiring reading experience that resonates with your heart. Lastly, there's a TTC checklist to ensure you're taking all of the necessary steps while you're on your journey. It's like having a trusted companion by your side, guiding you every step of the way. So whether you're struggling with fertility challenges or simply want to enhance your prayer life during this special time, the prayer Bundle is here to support you with compassion and understanding. Head over to mothermindset.com/prayer today and get your hands on this incredible bundle that combines knowledge, faith, and closeness of the Lord into one free package. Remember, you don't have to walk this path alone. The Fertility Prayer Bundle is here to empower and uplift you every step of the way.
Okay, let's dive in. First, we have to look into the monthly cycle, right? A woman's cycle is often is divided into 4 phases: the menstrual phase, the follicular phase, the ovulatory phase, and the luteal phase. And so the menstrual phase, that happens at the beginning of your cycle. That's, everyone calls it your period, right? Your menstrual period. And this is when your uterine lining is shedding. And this is followed by the follicular phase, which during this time, an egg matures. So an egg begins to mature for the ovulatory phase, which typically lasts for 24 to 48 hours. And that is when the egg is released from the ovary for ovulation. Tracking your basal body temperature is the best way to confirm ovulation during this time. And finally, you have the luteal phase, aka the 2-week wait, during which the time the uterine lining begins to thicken in preparation for a possible pregnancy. And that's kind of just like the short synopsis of that. And you usually, the length of a woman's cycle can vary from month to month. So you may have a cycle that's 28 days, 1 month, the next day may be 29, the next day might be 27, but it's typically between 21 and 35 days, which would be considered normal, textbook normal, 21 to 35 days in length. So that's from the start of your period to the start of your next period. That is the length of time for your cycle and the phases that you go through during your cycle. So with those phases, in order to understand how many days after your period you can get pregnant, you first have to understand your cycle. And so let's start with the menstrual phase. Let's kind of give it more depth to the menstrual phase. So the menstrual phase is that first phase of your monthly menstrual cycle, and it begins on the first day of bleeding, and it lasts for an average of about 5 to 7 days. And during this time, the lining of your uterus is shedding And the average blood loss during this time is about 30 to 80 milliliters. And this can vary from person to person and from cycle to cycle. However, blood loss may be heavier in some women and may last more than 7 days for some women. And I've noticed even with myself that blood loss has changed and varied after each of my births. So postpartum can change your menstrual period as well. Your hormone levels will be at their lowest during the menstrual phase. And as a result, you may experience premenstrual symptoms, aka PMS symptoms, like being really tired, being really moody, mood swings, and even bloating. But these symptoms should improve as you move into your follicular phase. And so in order to support your body during the menstrual phase, it's important to eat a balanced diet, including leafy greens for the iron, and get plenty of rest. The follicular phase starts after the menstrual phase, and it's the second phase of the cycle. And this is where it begins. It actually begins towards the end of your menstruation, towards the end of your period, when hormones start to elevate. And so during this phase, the body prepares for ovulation by producing follicle-stimulating hormones, hence follicular phase, right? The follicle-stimulating hormone. And this hormone stimulates the growth of follicles in the ovaries, and each of these follicles contains an immature egg. And the follicular phase, this varies in length of days depending on the woman's total cycle length. That's important to note. Your follicular phase can change based on your cycle length. Usually the luteal phase and your menstrual phase, so your period, it's not going to be 2 weeks long, right? Your period is usually going to be 7 days or less. Your luteal phase is usually going to be 12 to 16 days, the 2 week wait. But your follicular phase can actually change, and it just depends on the woman. For example, if you have PCOS, your follicular phase could be long, right? Depending on how long your cycles are, you are spending most of your cycle in your follicular phase if you have PCOS and have irregular cycles, irregular periods. All right, my five-year-old came in for a hug. but let's return back to this episode. So yes, the follicular phase can vary in length of days depending on your cycle length. And it ends when one of those follicles releases a mature egg for ovulation. The egg travels down the fallopian tube where it is fertilized by sperm, where it can be fertilized by sperm. And if fertilization does not happen, the egg degenerates and is shed along with the lining of your uterus during your next menstrual cycle, right? And so the ovulation phase comes next, and this is the third phase of your menstrual cycle. And during this time, the egg is released from the ovary. This phase typically lasts 12 to 24, sometimes 48 hours, and it occurs approximately halfway through the cycle, but this can also vary greatly, right? Because we talked about the follicular phase. If your follicular phase is longer, your ovulation is not going to be midway through your cycle. During ovulation, the follicle ruptures and releases the egg into the fallopian tubes. And some signs of this rupture, this ovulation, is wetter and slipperier cervical mucus that is often described as egg white in appearance. It can also be creamy, creamy cervical mucus, increased libido, and mild lower abdominal pain or cramping. You can have ovulation cramps. Some women also notice ovulation bleeding, just like a spotting, not necessarily bleeding, but ovulation spotting. And so if you're trying to get pregnant, this is the time of the month when you should be having sex in order to increase your chances of becoming pregnant, right? This is the only time that this is plausible for you, during your fertile window leading up to and on the day of ovulation, right? And so answering that question, can you get pregnant, right? How many days after a period can you get pregnant? It just depends on when you're ovulating, right? And we'll get into that in a minute here, but it depends on when you're ovulating. So the luteal phase is the second half of the menstrual cycle before your period starts. And it typically lasts for about 14 days, can be as low as 12, and then as many as 16. During this phase, the ovary produces progesterone, a hormone that thickens the uterine lining in preparation for pregnancy. And if fertilization doesn't happen, progesterone levels will drop at the end of the 2-week wait, the luteal phase, causing the uterine lining to shed, and that triggers your period. The length of the luteal phase, like I said, can vary from woman to woman, but it's usually between 12 and 16 days. And in some cases, it may be shorter than the 12 days, and with that, we would it would be called a short luteal phase or luteal phase defect, and you'll want to definitely lengthen your luteal phase if you are struggling with luteal phases less than 12 days, because this would not give your baby enough time to implant into your uterus for, you know, the active progesterone levels being high enough and all of those good things that happen during that time. So you'll definitely want to lengthen your luteal phase if you are falling shorter than 12 days. And so how many days after your period can you get pregnant? All right, so let's talk about this fertile window. The day of ovulation is obviously the most fertile day in a woman's cycle, and it usually happens, you know, it usually happens in 12 to 16 days before your last period or before your next period. But how do you know, like, how would you even know that, right? So it is possible to get pregnant on any of the days leading up to ovulation as well as the day of ovulation itself, but a lot of women struggle with trying to figure out this time, this window. But you know, it's possible to get pregnant before, I won't say get pregnant, it's possible for the egg, for the sperm to be ready for the egg once ovulation occurs. I'll say it like that. This is because sperm can survive in the female reproductive tract for up to 5 days. So if you and your hubby are doing the baby dance before or on the day of ovulation, there's a chance that the sperm will still be present when the egg is released. So as a result, it is not possible to say definitively how many days after your period you can get pregnant. However, if you're trying to conceive, making sure that you're having sex during the few days leading up to ovulation is more likely to result in pregnancy than having sex on any other day of your cycle. And so one of the most important things to know when trying to conceive is when you are ovulating. So that just, if you know when you're ovulating, you'll know how many days after your period you can get pregnant. And if your cycle is pretty consistent, not irregular, but consistent, comes every 28 days, for example, and you know that you ovulate on day 13, you know if you ovulate on day 13, day 7 through 13 is your fertile window, and you should be amping it up during that time. And, you know, the presence of cervical mucus can help you determine your fertile window and the days that you're most likely to get pregnant. Cervical changes throughout your cycle, usually leading up to ovulation, it becomes thinner, more slippery around the time of ovulation. And this is because the mucus helps to protect and transport the sperm to the egg. And so when you're trying to conceive, it's just super important to have to know your fertile window and to know when you are ovulating. And I have all of these tips plus more in depth on how to determine your fertile window, how to determine how often, when to baby dance in your fertile window inside of my membership, the Fertility Mindset Mentorship, my faith-based fertility community. You can go to fertilitymindsetmentorship.com to learn more about the membership program. But I go through in depth on the cycle, Not only your cycle, but as well as, you know, the spiritual portion of a fertility journey, the emotions, the physical, as far as nutrition and fitness and all of those things. So if you would like more information on that, go to fertilitymindsetmentorship.com. And so the fertile window is about 5 to 6 days in length, like I said, and this can vary from woman to woman. I have to always continue to say that because not every woman is the same, obviously. And, you know, some women have a shorter or a longer fertile window, while some may not be ovulating at all during their cycle, which, you know, can indicate a hormone imbalance. And so there are just some things that we need to look at in order to make sure that we're ovulating, make sure that our hormones are balanced, and to see how long that fertile window is in our particular situation. So, is it possible to get pregnant right after your period ends? Although it is not common, it is actually possible to get pregnant immediately after your period. And this can happen if you ovulate early, or if the sperm survives long enough to fertilize the egg. And usually the average cycle is about 28 days, but some women have shorter or longer cycles. Those with shorter cycles, you know, cycles less than 28 days, say 21 days, usually ovulate earlier. A woman with a 21-day cycle is probably ovulating right after her period. And so, yes, it is possible to get pregnant right after your period ends. And so that's super important to know, right? It's super important to know. So what's the answer? How many days after your period can you get pregnant? And the honest answer is that it's impossible for me to say definitively, you know, when you're going to get pregnant, because everything, you know, every woman's body is different. Every cycle varies somewhat. And, you know, by getting to know your own body and your fertility signs like cervical mucus and ovulation, you can get a better idea of when you are most likely to ovulate and increase your chances of pregnancy.
I pray that today's episode was helpful. If it was, please leave a review to help this podcast reach other women of faith who are trying to conceive, and tag me over on Instagram at mother.mindset so I can shout you out. I can't wait to help you pinpoint ovulation and navigate this journey with peace and confidence alongside the Lord. Blessings and baby dust.